And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast,
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah, the podcast.
Am I doing this?
Yeah, you can do that, because I got to flip the camera around.
Hey, the podcast brought to you by Subway. Heard of Subway for the delicious new chicken Caesar melt. I'm talking about all white meat rotisserie style chicken raised without antibiotics, hand pulled in the restaurant there, topped with creamy savory Caesar sauce, melted provolone, sprinkle of Parmesan. Comes to you hot and toasty and freshly baked bread with all the fresh vegetables that you love. Get to Subway for the new chicken Caesar melt, limited time only. You know what I like at Subway is the delicious
stuff.
I like their salad. I told you I am telling everyone I see about how great Stranger Things is on Netflix.
Stranger Things is amazing.
I see people at the grocery. Yesterday, at the grocery store, in line
at the what store?
Grocery store.
You say ghostie store?
Yeah, that's where I go. I go to the ghostie store.
You go to
it's cheaper. It's cheaper when you go to the ghostie store.
Screen is blurry. You know what? Something else people need to screen. Clean their cameras on their phone. I see so many
don't
people.
Don't you have
posting.
Something to do? Don't you have work to do? This is why America's behind China. We aren't working during the day. You're watching videos of us. Get to work. Go.
Do the Lebowski speech.
The bums will always lose. Oh, yes. Go ahead. That's your answer for everything, isn't it? I didn't lose my legs in the war and then use that as an excuse. No, sir, I did not.
Mr. Lebowski.
Mr. Lebowski.
I'm not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
I'm the dude. You're Mr. Lebowski. Another great movie, Big Lebowski. That's one of those that you have to watch a couple of times before you finally go, you know what, that's a great movie. There's another movie that's like that, too. What's the one of the other movies? No, what's the one with the kid who's nerdy and Vote for Pedro?
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, that's another one where you watch it the first time, you're like, this is stupid.
It was stupid.
And then that's a couple of times, you go, you know what? That was a really good movie. I find that the Bride of Frankenstein. Is it the Bride? What's the old Frankenstein one with the comedy? Walk This Way. You know what I'm talking about?
Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein, yeah. If you're blue and you don't know where to turn to.
Putting on a Ritz.
First time you watch it, you're like, this is stupid. And yeah. Why is it in black and white? It was made like in the 80s. But then you find yourself liking it because it was weird and good. Big Lebowski's that way. But the thing is with Stranger Things is that it was good right off the bat.
Yeah.
Stranger Things was great 5 seconds into it. First 5 minutes into it, I was like, this is going to be the best.
Yeah, it really didn't take long to establish itself at all.
It was good, and I'm a sucker for those shows that have kids based in the 80s that are, you know, kind of nerdy outside of the box a little bit. I saw a thing that talking about how much it's like the Goonies, and if you think
it's
about it,
not like Goonies.
Watch this. Okay, you ready? The girl in Stranger Things who the friend. The one with the glasses.
Right.
The heavier set girl.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, she looks just like the girl from the Goonies.
Looks just like her.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Barb, the one who dies at the.
Jeez, really? Really? Really?
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert! And we've been so careful. We have been so careful not to say anything.
Man. I purposely kept it.
That's the last one. I swear that's the last one I let slip. It's also the first one. So you can't really be mad.
So she is identical to the girl in the Goonies, the other friend, the lesser attractive friend.
People are mad.
Dude, they should be.
Oh, my God. I'm getting berated on Facebook right now.
But it was cool when she came back to life at the end.
That part was really cool.
That was cool.
But the good news is that... you don't know which one's real and which one's not. Did she die? Did she live? Does she come back?
We won't know because we gave you both options.
So you watch it.
But the girl, the main girl, is very similar to the girl in the Goonies. The attractive one?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the hotter girl in the Goonies?
I thought like in the beginning of Stranger Things. No, I don't remember.
And the girl in the Goonies had a boyfriend? And then she falls for the goober guy? Similar?
Spoiler alert.
Stop.
Stop, though, because what's going to happen is
that's you.
You're going to.
That's not me,
I hope,
man.
I say this right. Keziah? I don't know how to say your name. Go ahead and give me a phonetic thing. But she's like, stop!
No, we're not giving anything away. Come on. We're not giving anything away.
Oh, people love my election shirt. Jesus 2016. I forget the guy who... We talked about it on the podcast, and one of the guys listened to the podcast, and I forget your name. Dude, if you're watching right now, please say it, and I'll give you a shout-out. I think the girl from Stranger Things in those first couple episodes looks a lot like the girl from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the beginning, but like it was weird. Like halfway through the show, she transformed, you know, and like she didn't look like her anymore.
And she's super skinny, man.
When
you look thin on film, you have to be super thin, because even people who are thin, like legitimately really skinny,
right?
And they see them on TV, they look kind of normal-ish. But when you look thin, man, she's got to be. What are you doing?
I'm trying to show you.
I don't care. I don't want to be on.
Are you?
I'm. What do you mean? I'm right here. I hid. I'm phoning it in. I'm not here.
No, but like you're like about as low as possible.
Yeah, because I'm cool, man.
Here's my view, and then you got Big D way over there.
What? Anyway, great show. Highly recommend.
Stranger Things.
Say another show I'm really getting into. It's called Flip. Forget the name of it. It's a guy who takes a pill and he has all kinds of special powers, like mental powers.
Mm-hmm.
Limitless. That's a pretty good one, too.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What's the guy's name who was in, I'm about to go in a rabbit hole. Never mind.
What? Nah, it's okay. Go down the rabbit hole.
The ragged hole.
Well, I'm trying. Okay, hold on. I said ragged hole while reading this guy's name. I want you to look at this dude's name here.
What is it?
Look on your little screen.
I'm not watching.
KRZSZTOF. Dude, he's like, try to say my name because I botched the other girl's name.
Krozet. Krozetigi.
Christoff.
Christotol.
Acrolegically. I don't know.
Honestly, that's one of those guys that Bubba will block on Twitter.
What? What?
Crazy names like that.
Oh, no, I don't. It's not crazy names. My favorite thing to do on Twitter, and if you ever see this, you'll know it now and you'll be in on the joke. We'll have a hater, somebody who'll just be ripping on us, and I'll take their thing and I'll copy it, and then I'll change the words of their tweet around and make it sound like they love us.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'll act like I'm retweeting. I'm like, oh, thank you, so-and-so. You're the best.
Yeah.
Because those trolls hate that, man. I mean, they're a troll for a reason. They want you to fight back. They want you to argue on the internet with them, which is the dumbest thing to ever do in life.
Oh, it's the worst, man, especially right now with all the politics stuff going on Facebook, and you see people going back and forth. Because here's the deal. You give me a side. Let's just take Hillary and Trump.
I can defend. No politics. Don't go into it. Just. I promised no politics.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that I could defend
either one.
Either one, or pull down either one. Listen, they all have terrible skeletons in their closet. Okay. So I can pull anything out on anyone. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You can make whoever seem like whatever.
All right. No politics. You're right.
See? Nobody wants to talk about that stuff.
No. God. Some people love it. Some people, you're right. Some people love, and they can just see them just fishing. Just trying to get someone just to get into it.
Well,
with
I
them.
Do it with my Facebook friends, like my personal ones. I do it all the time. It's great.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I fish. I totally fish.
About politics, though?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Really only about politics, but yeah.
I mean, I know you. I've noticed you're that way with like gun control stuff.
Well, that's what I'll do that. I'll do that to get them on Twitter and get them out.
Yeah.
I I am so sick of this whole gun issue. I mean, really and truly.
Did you know Carson hasn't shot before?
Ever?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever shot.
I
say we go and take her to the range where you can shoot the 50 cal, and we rent a 50 cal and shoot that.
I'm down.
I've never shot one. I want to shoot one.
I want to shoot. There's this guy that has a Tommy gun. I want to shoot that like a gangster.
I'm going to come at you, see?
We rented an Uzi once at the range. That was cool. But it's like, it's so fast.
It's a waste.
It's kind of a waste.
As soon as it's done, it's done.
Because you go through, I don't know how many they held, how many bullets, but it was like, that was a lot.
Rob, 50 cal, the perfect introduction to shooting.
Carson.
Hey, Carson!
So, have you ever shot a gun?
No.
Wait, hold on, I'll turn your mic on. There you go.
No.
I'm sorry, no.
At all. Have you ever held?
Yes, once.
Was it a handgun?
Yes.
Okay. Have you? Okay. Wouldn't it be cool
if you had a gun that looked like a hand, and it was like a real handgun?
It was like the hamburger helper guy.
Yes. Look at my handgun. It looks like an oven mitt.
Do you want to go shoot?
Yes. Yes, I do. What? I want to learn how to defend myself.
What? Well, okay. So would you prefer if we go to the range? Now, there's a couple of options.
Okay.
We can just shoot handguns.
Okay.
We can bring out all our guns. Just. Or we can do handguns and rifles. Shotguns.
You'll want to do a little bit of everything.
Hey, I think
it's a fun day.
Shotgun is a little.
Do they have like the kickback? Am I going to get a black eye?
We'll start you with a 22.
No.
Okay. We'll start you with a 22.
Like everything I know from guns came from like Bugs Bunny cartoons. I really don't know.
Right. Well, first of all, it is Wabbit season today, just so you know.
Yeah, we'll start off with a 22. That's very little recoil.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of move
like
on.
It's like almost
up.
None. I mean, it's like a BB gun.
Okay. Yeah, I've never shot. Like I've squirt
okay. We're
gun.
Gonna start with a squirt gun, and then we're gonna get a BB
you've never
gun.
Shot. You've never shot a BB gun
no.
or a pellet. Wow.
No.
Really?
No.
This is fascinating.
No, and it's a respect versus fear thing that one of my dearest friends. You actually met her. Her husband is a police officer, and she was raised hunting and all that kind of stuff. And I went to their house, and she had her handgun on the table, and I went in, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. Can you move that? Because I was just afraid it was just going to go off. Because I literally know
because
nothing
you looked
about
at
guns.
It?
Yeah, because I yeah. exactly like I looked yeah. at it wrong sure. and it was going to again.
If you don't know. You don't know.
I well, mean, again, it's, you know, it's like
if you're
between
not,
Looney Tunes and Roger Rabbit. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
So I was like, and she's like, we really need to take you out. And I go, well, that's cool, but you live 6 hours away.
Yeah.
So yes. Yeah, so you guys need to
well,
show
I didn't,
me. And tell
I didn't
me.
Know. I didn't know you've never gone.
No.
And I think this is something that needs to happen.
Yeah, I think we should do it on the show.
I totally think we should do
yeah.
it on the show.
And,
we'll
and actually, the gun that I held, it was a guy that I was dating. And he was very much like, we need to get you out. We need to teach you. And I was all in, and then we broke up.
Ange says, Carson, you're from America, right? And then she laughed and put, and the country?
Well,
but here's the thing. Carson is from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And you have extremely different gun laws there than
yeah.
a lot of the country.
Not
so.
To say people in Connecticut don't have guns. I'm sure they do.
No, they do.
It just, you know, was not something that was part
in your
of
family.
Our growing up process. And actually, my parents are looking to get a gun as well. So they want to learn to shoot. So it's so
now,
cool
what are they? What
could,
are they looking for? Like home defense or?
If you think I know nothing about
I mean,
guns,
are,
they
no,
know less.
I'm saying, are they
so,
looking
yeah,
for something just
defense.
To keep at the house?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean...
They need to get through a course.
I hate saying this, but I think everybody in a home situation should have a shotgun.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is no better. Big D says it all the time. There's nothing scarier to a criminal than
yeah.
that sound, racking one.
Yeah. So no, I want to learn. I want them to learn. And no, I'm totally down. I just
right,
you know
gonna,
my option was dating a guy.
We're going to go to the range.
Okay.
We're going to start off with handguns. What, do you have a 22?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can shoot
yes,
his
remember?
22.
We talked about my
oh,
22.
Tried. My bad. You're right.
Carson wasn't even involved in all that.
Anyway, so, okay, 22, and then we'll work up to, 9 millimeter. These are just different sizes.
Okay.
Okay, basically.
Are they different sizes of gun or ammunition?
Everything. Or? Everything. Okay. They're different sizes and shapes of of rounds. Rounds are bullets. Different sizes and shapes of that. Different sizes and shapes of guns. Different ways to hold them. So, yeah, it's. I think it's cool and that you get to try a bunch of different ones.
I mean, I played Duck Hunt once. Will you're I be good? Good?
Yeah, you're good. Way good. You know what? Don't even sign the waiver ahead of time. And then we'll go to shotgun. I'll bring my shotgun.
Okay.
I got a really nice Remington, and we'll shoot that. With
and shotguns are the one that make that sound, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll have you shoot it with a slug and feel that, because that feels great.
Well, you have to let her. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you would have to over there, because they'll only let you shoot a slug, right, at that range?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming, yeah. I don't think they're going to let you shoot. Yeah.
Well, you guys don't need to waste ammo on
it. Oh, no. There's no such thing as wasting ammo.
No, no. If you're shooting, it's not a waste.
You bring plinking ammo, basically target range ammo. So okay.
Yeah, you won't shoot the really good stuff. And so, and then we'll move to, we'll get a machine gun. We'll get like an Uzi of some sort, maybe. Maybe you can shoot Bubba's, what do you have?
5.56. Basically, the ones they always show on TV and go, these are dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Let's shoot that. That's us.
I'm just picturing Rambo.
That like, one's
that's,
smooth.
That's what I've got.
Then I got a little Mark 12, which is a little reach out and touch someone type of thing. Thing.
I haven't even shot that.
No, okay. That's nice. That you'll like that really one. Nice. You'll like that
and
one.
Then we'll get to the 50 cal.
Okay.
And then by then, you'll be completely, ingrained. You'll have gone through 1,000 years of gun shooting in an hour. I don't know. We'll get through all that.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm
I do
I'm
want
down.
To shoot the 50 cal, though.
I would like to. I've never shot a 50.
I haven't either. I was there, and there are some guys. Okay. When you go into, you've never been to a range at all, indoor range.
No.
Okay. So you have to wear ear protection.
Sure.
And eye protection. And so I've got my ears on, and it's really hard to hear. Like, I mean, you can hear, but it's like if you're talking, you've got to really kind of talk like this.
Yes.
You know, okay. Kind of, okay, so here's what we're going to do. And then all of a sudden, I felt it before I heard it. There was like a feeling in the air, like a like when superheroes like push stuff out of the way and the air one movement sec. Hits
have
you.
Have you all seen my coffee?
No. Is it in the kitchen?
I don't know what I did with my coffee. Okay, keep going. ADD.
Jeez. It's like...
I know.
Like I think he does it on purpose.
Hurting
no,
bunnies.
I don't. I just got to find the coffee.
I'm going to do that to him. I'm going to start doing that to him. Anyway, it was a 50 cal. And it's you got to
lay this down.
It's a huge thing.
I'll be right back.
What are you doing?
Got to find my
He's coffee. Laying the phone down.
All right.
All right. So do you have any pink guns?
No, they do make those.
Yes, I have friends who have pink guns. So I just wondered if I could be like pink ladies at the range. But that's okay. We'll work up to that.
No.
When I go to buy one.
You know, I mean, it's up to you. I think you should definitely, you know, shoot some and see what you like, see what you don't like.
Yeah.
A lot of people like a 380, which is a smaller gun.
Okay.
And it doesn't have quite the kick as, you know, larger caliber guns
yeah.
do. And so
is that
and
the
it's,
recoil?
Yep.
Yes. Look at me knowing Woo! Words.
It's just smaller. Just a yeah. So, you know, you don't have huge hands. It's a good. It's really. It's
I like the guns that you see women in the old timey movies pull out, like the little purse gun,
like Annie Oakley.
Yeah, that it's just the little. It's got like that much.
Oh,
of
yeah, 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 yeah.
Tiny,
it, tiny. Oh, yeah.
You know, and it because it fits nicely. Like little... it's like it's a muff gun. I think you put it like you could put it in your purse or you know when they used to have the muffs to keep their hands warm.
Oh yeah,
it's just those little.
It's like a muff gun.
Yeah, that's. What they call
I've never heard that before, but okay.
Maybe I made it up. I don't. No, I couldn't have because where would I know
no,
this
I've
term?
No, I'm saying yeah. I've never heard of it.
No, just, I know. But
it's like those guns that are made out of cards. Like they look like a deck of cards or something.
Yeah, exactly. Small they size. Just fit teeny oh, tiny in there.
Like that company that got in trouble for making a gun that looks like a cell phone.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, it looks
that.
Like a cell phone in a case, and it's actually like a 380. They're like, "This is terrible." It's like, "What? It doesn't matter what it looks like."
Yeah. Does it shoot? Then cool.
They do make tasers that look like cell phones.
Do
oh,
they?
See, that would be good, too.
Yeah.
That I've thought seriously about buying. So, but you
Do
know.
You really have a fear of, like, protection thing?
Yeah, because it's because I don't...
But
you
go to that park. There is a park that she goes to that is, it's kind of a famous park where people are
a little shady.
People are doing illegal things there. But yeah, I never go alone.
Or secret things.
Yes, I'm engaging in activities that I don't partake in. But no, and I always go with a male, and I always have two big dogs with me.
Right.
So that helps too. I mean, there's been other parks that I've gone to that have even been like way scarier that people go, wait, where did you go?
Yeah.
Why did you go? I'm like, I didn't know. It's just that healthy fear because I know that I don't know how to use them. So I just kind of, you know, keep my distance. So
well,
I just
smart.
Need somebody that's going to show me and
sure.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, you got to start
somewhere. We'll be your showers.
Yeah. Thanks.
We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Stacy used to be afraid of guns because again, she, was never around it either.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started taking her out to the range and all that. And she's actually a really amazing shot.
Yeah.
Women are usually better at first.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
A little smoother for some reason.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey,
women make really good pilots too.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh God.
No,
they do.
If you ever get a plane that has a female pilot, rest assured she's going to be very smooth.
Yeah, because you know,
we're guys,
we
muscle things and we think, oh, we'll fix it by overpowering it. And that's not the way y'all think.
A friend of mine, her sister was like the first female pilot for United.
Really?
And she flies and like the whole family flies. And of course, every time I get on a plane, I'm a nervous wreck. Have you noticed that I'm afraid of a lot of things?
Yeah.
And so I call her and she's like, you're fine. Here's this. Who's your captain? And... you know, well, I'm like, well, I'm not flying that airline today, but thanks for trying to look it up for me. And so that's the other thing is that I need to like go flying with you guys because maybe I'll get a little bit less afraid if I know what's going on.
I find that it's better.
To sit in the front seat. You sit in the front seat one time and your whole outlook on flying changes.
It does.
Like education is key, right? I mean, that's what.
Yeah, because, you know, you're sitting in a commercial plane and you're just looking out the side and.
Yeah.
You can't see where you're going forward.
Yeah. And I don't know. That is, again, it's something else where I don't know. Like, you know, you feel a little bump or something like that.
And is that right? Normal?
Exactly. Or do I smell something? Or am I just thinking I smell
something?
That's
just the person next to you.
Yep.
On that flight from Korea. Woo! That's a good one.
Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll go shooting and we'll go fly.
Okay.
And we'll take off and land, and you can fly while we're up.
No, that's okay.
No, you should.
You should. You should. It'll give you an idea of it's not that crazy.
I have let my children actually take the controls.
Yeah.
Which I think every dad who flies with their kids does.
Yeah.
It's very important because it helps them to understand and respect the plane as well. And they understand that, you know, the little bumps and things, that's normal. And they also understand what does what. Like most people think you fly an airplane with the yoke, with the steering wheel, if you want to call
it that.
That's not what you fly the plane with.
Oh.
Even when you're on the ground and you're driving around and you're taxiing, yeah, it's all with your feet.
So are you telling me that Wings was lying to me?
Well,
this
first
entire
off,
time?
You do use the...
Yeah, but up and down and all... I mean, up and down, yes, that's more or
and
less...
And left and right, yes.
No, left and right, you know, because I can... You can bank it and then not go turn... You did a little...
Well, it would be less dramatic watching a movie
Don't
or TV show if they're
Don't
using
listen.
Pedals.
Dude, I can angle the plane like... I could do like this and keep flying straight. You know that.
If you want to turn, you've got to use your ailerons.
Right. Or you can do a turn with just your feet.
Yeah, uncoordinated.
A flat... I'm just saying, you can.
Okay, but that's not what you said. Second ago, you said, people think that you fly with the steering wheel, the yoke, but you don't. Yes, you do.
Partially.
And now I'm
your
like,
feet
all right,
are a big part of it.
We're great pilots.
And I'm like, and I love you badly, but now I'm like, oh gosh, which one do I go
when
fly
we're gonna get
with?
The pipe?
You go fly.
Bubba's gonna go.
Him.
Don't touch that. What are you doing? And I'm gonna be like, Bubba, what are you doing? What's going?
Oh my!
What?
I'm flying with my feet.
Oh, I'm
I actually have 1 foot on the ground on the pedals, and then one on the yoke.
That doesn't mean anything, Darren.
No, not. I mean, you could tell me you were tap dancing on the wing, and it helped.
That
I mean,
would
all
be
right,
fun.
Fine.
So we'll
would
do
you
that.
Guys
this
ever
be
do that wing walker stuff?
Oh my! You see that lady who died?
Yes.
She get out and
yeah.
This is awful.
She, don't tell the story. It's really one of the worst stories ever in history.
All right.
It really
okay,
is.
Okay, so she's standing on the wing.
Yeah. Knew it was coming.
And you know they're attached at the ankles. Like
yeah,
they have
they
a
don't actually
harness.
Yeah, they don't actually walk on
right.
the wing.
Right. They're just so they're and then they have like a little thing that comes up they can kind of hold on to. And yes, Ben, he does have a selfie stick. and so he will fly. The pilot was flying and got, you know, they'll go upside down because she's attached in that kind of stuff. It's part of the deal. Well, he did that too low, turned upside down, into the ground.
Oh my gosh.
Like scraped it like sandpaper.
Oh,
I don't want to. I don't want to go into it, but yes.
Yeah, but okay.
He kept going straight, low, and it just, you know, ground down.
There wasn't enough space. Oh. Yeah, it was awful.
Now, have you seen the people
That's why I didn't want you telling that story. It's terrible. Yeah. Nothing good comes from that story.
Well, it's horrible, but you know what? I will never be outside of a plane when it's in the air. Yeah. So
you know, just don't wing
I won't. Hey, look, I won't jump out of a plane. I won't parachute, skydive.
Shoot, no.
For nothing.
Did I tell you, I was dating a guy who had his birthday was the day after mine. And he calls me up and says, oh, a bunch of my friends, like, we're going to go skydiving. Why don't we do it together? We'll make it like a big, like, joint birthday party. And I go, apparently we have not been dating long enough for you to understand that, A, it takes me either 4 glasses of vodka or some sort of drug to get on a flight. And now you want me to go up and then jump out of one? Yeah, I don't think this relationship is going to work, yo. We're done.
Can you imagine just looking out? Outside you're standing at the door, all the wind, and you're looking down, and then you have to. I couldn't do it.
It's like making me sick thinking about it.
And you're strapped in with somebody.
No, thanks.
And you're going, you know what? There's a lot of weight here between me and this person.
You're not going to have time to pull the cord, man. We'll be on the ground in nanoseconds.
You know that's not how it works, right?
What?
Gravity.
Whatever.
Because you weigh more, you don't fall faster.
Yeah, okay, it's a joke.
You know, though, I've watched Batman movies. And he seems to be able to catch up with people that fell off a building. And so I don't know how
I guess can do the whole, like...
You reduce the drag is what you do.
We see... What's the story of that guy, the one who, like...
Went flat?
Yeah, he, like, knocked himself out or something. And he had to make himself like a stick. I don't know what you call it. Like a bullet or something. And dove down to get down to that guy who was passed out, free-falling, and his chute wasn't open. And he got down to him and opened his chute for him.
Wow.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Dude, that is a bro. That is a friend right
there. That's the guy you want to make sure is there.
Yeah. Oh, my. Like, I'm going to get married again just so you can be the best man at my wedding because you deserve it.
He is the best man.
He is.
Without a doubt, that man is the best man. Yellowstone.
Have you seen, though, the people that now do kind of like surfing off a plane?
I haven't seen that.
I swear I saw something a couple
weeks
ago. They
take like a snowboard and have it strapped to their feet and they do stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I've seen that.
They're like behind it.
Yeah.
How do you stay?
Wait. Are they being like skiing? Are they being towed? Or is it free falling?
No. They're being
Because I've seen
like,
the free fall thing.
Behind the plane.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, they're somehow like latched in, you know, because it's not like they're just going to let go and be like, bye. But I'm watching it and I'm going, nope. That is a big nope. Never, ever, ever. Nope. Pie.
No.
I was going to say, I want to bring up Yellowstone. Is it going to blow up or what?
Eventually.
You know about the giant. Nope. There is a super volcano under Yellowstone. It's been, they've known about this. Scientists have known about this for forever. I mean, the whole thing with Old Faithful and all that, those vents are basically from all the magma below the park.
Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
No.
Have you been to Yellowstone?
No. You know I won't go.
Oh, yeah. He won't
Big D knows I won't go because I know the day I go is the day it blows up and I get vaporized.
It's a thing. It's a legit thing.
Well, it's like, what is it, the New Madrid Fault?
Yeah.
That runs like Memphis up into Missouri and stuff.
San Andreas. But this is different.
And then, no. But it's just the idea that they said when that finally, when we get that earthquake, like it's going to make that 1904 in San Francisco look like child's play.
This is different, though.
This is totally different. Here's the thing with Yellowstone. And it's interesting because about 2 weeks ago, there were some quakes in California that caused aftershocks because whenever one part of the tectonic plate moves, other parts are going to shift as well. And they're worried that if a big, big, big one hits San Francisco again, that it is going to cause enough movement to move the plate over at Yellowstone to cause the eruption.
Yep, then I'm not going.
Get a little fissure right there and...
Love you, international parks, but there's lots of them. I'll go to a different one.
It's pretty crazy. And they've been having this for a while. Like, it was last year the roads were buckling. Remember that? Was that last year?
I remember the big thing of bison running away from the park.
Oh, I remember that. That's right.
I think that was debunked, though, like on Snopes or something.
But
it looked cool.
There are, Bubba was telling me, and this is really fascinating, that whole area around, it goes from, What's the region?
It goes down from all the way from Yellowstone down into parts of like the very top of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, all that.
It's a multi-state. It's a big giant circle
because it's all the magma underneath.
And so when you look at it from space, they can see fires that are popping up
using
all
the
around.
GOES satellites.
Really?
Yes, they can see fires, and they're in the shape of the rim of. Of the
so not just random
magma
they're,
chamber.
They're, have you ever been like near a volcano?
Nah.
Like Hawaii or anything. Nah. Like
I mean, like
that?
Mount St. Helens. That's,
yeah, that's okay,
but I mean,
not an active one.
It wasn't like blowing
up. No, I mean,
at the
I wasn't speaking, but no, it's still. I don't. I went to. I was in Italy, and they had Vesuvius, the one that like destroyed Pompeii and Herculaneum. Mm-hmm. And we went to go visit Pompeii because it was a Latin class thing, whatever. And just standing there, and you could see this volcano, which it's not like we were in danger that day. It's not doing anything. But you just look at it, and you're like, whoa. Like, it's scary.
The day it decides to go.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool.
How much the damage they say that Yellowstone will do?
Basically, everything within 100 miles or something like that would be vaporized. And then everything after that would be under a foot, like out for several hundred miles, like up to a foot of ash. And then all the way, like, even as far as Miami would get possibly up to 3 millimeters of ash cover over everything.
I mean, it's a catastrophic
If it happens, the whole changer. The nation is not in the same situation. But, yeah, I've been watching this, and I was texting Big D last night. I'm like, dude, this is legit. They're showing some crazy stuff. The vent activity right by Old Faithful is insane right now.
Yeah, it's and not because I've been many times.
We're
going to
freak
live
some
out
people
there.
Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so when you go, Yellowstone is, it's neat. To me, it's not a, like I wouldn't tell people, it's just not my, go once, you know, that kind of thing. It's lots of like really, a lot of sulfur smell in the air, and the rocks are all kinds of all funky colors. The water's all weird because of all that stuff that's underneath the surface, but it's hot. Like it's hot. Like you can't. You get a like a guy died of not too long ago.
I will show a little picture from this is the satellite view. Look at the fires. The dark this little area right here. You can see the smoke.
Don't show Carson.
It's all basically the rim.
Carson will not come out
of
our house.
Magma chamber.
No,
she will just stay home.
Look at that.
Wow.
But the vents that come out, there's like holes, basically. And when you're at Yellowstone, you get to Old Faithful. Old Faithful comes up, and it's just blowing off steam. But what he showed me yesterday were a bunch of, I mean, they're all of them are active.
They're
it's
going
like,
crazy right
it's
now.
It's like, they're all over, which is, I'd never seen that.
It was like a week ago that somebody had put that up on YouTube. And it was kind of crazy. And
it's not that it's going to happen. It's like, this is it. No one knows. Yeah. And, you know, don't freak out.
Again,
but it's just,
it could happen in 10 minutes or 10 million years.
Yeah.
It could be nothing. Because this has happened before where we've had.
It has all happened before, like the beginning of Armageddon.
Yeah.
And it will happen again.
Okay, so here's the deal. Basically, I need to shoot because this is signifying the end of days, which means the zombie apocalypse is coming. And I need to be able to make sure I've got a headshot.
Yes.
If I'm going to kill the walker.
Yes. You know.
That's it.
Yes.
That's right. You got to figure it out, girl.
Mm-hmm, I know. I know.
So uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Patrick, wherever you are.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Tommy Lofton said, man, this is a hot topic. That's why we're friends, Tommy. That's why.
All right. I got to get going. Anything else for you guys?
No. Patrick, of course, for those of you who have asked where he is, he took off, went and had a beach weekend because halfway through the show, he said, I'm out of here, boys. It's my birthday. And so that was it. And Carson, by the way, got him an amazing red velvet cake.
That she made.
And that was super sweet. That she made a grocery store run for.
There we go.
But
yes.
It was really good and yum, yum, yum. So thank you again, everybody, for tuning in and watching all this. Let me pull the selfie stick back here, and we'll, of course, do another podcast next week. Till then, au revoir. Oh, we got to do the thing. You got the podcast thing.
Oh, yeah. You may do that?
Yeah, you get to do
that. Yeah, it's brought to you by Subway. Heard of Subway, the delicious new chicken Caesar melt. all white meat rotisserie style chicken raised without antibiotics, hand pulled in the restaurant there. Topped with creamy, savory Caesar sauce, melted provolone, some Parmesan. Mmm. Comes hot and toasty, freshly baked bread, and all the vegetables that you love. Get to Subway for the new chicken Caesar melt. Limited time only.
Yeah.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every day.
Here comes the freak,
the
dude.
The podcast.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's my favorite part. Really, your stalker is just great.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.